This is the Faith and Fire Podcast, and I'm so delighted to join you today. Also, delighted to be accompanied by Daniel Smith. How you doing, Smitty?
I'm doing great today, Pastor. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. You know, sometimes, Daniel, I find people who, you know, look at the Bible and they say, well, the way I see this is, and we understand that there's, this, you know, the there's that interpretation that, you know, people can have some slightly different shades of interpretation, but some people really go way off the reservation on their interpretations, sure. Don't they? And they say, well, my church says it's this, and this church says it's that. What does the Bible say about itself?
Sure. Well, in 2 Peter chapter number 1, verse 20, the Bible says that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation.
Oh, so you don't get your version and I get my version?
No, I can't say that I have the absolute only way to interpret this passage, but no one else can know it except for me.
So when people say, well, this means to me, but it can mean to you something else. So this is kind of a difficult subject to actually address sometimes because there are different applications, but there's really only one interpretation.
Right. And that's the, I think, the bigger principle. In fact, that's what I've heard many times. There are many applications, but only one interpretation. So the Bible means what it means, and you may draw a different principle from it or something that helps you personally from a passage. Right. But while it may help you in this way and help another person a different way, the Bible only still means what it means.
So it can't mean, you know, when it says thou shalt not commit adultery, you can't turn around and say, but to me that means I can do this.
Yeah, that just means I should be kind to my wife, my spouse.
Yeah, or thou shalt not kill. It's like, yeah, but, you know, it's not an absolute.
Right. Another one that people do is when God said, when the Bible says in Genesis, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Some people go, well, yeah, but what he really did was a process of evolution that took millions of billions of years, things like that.
Yeah, we started off with some of the blatant examples, but get down to some real things that, you know, people say, mm-hmm. and how they misinterpret and reinterpret those things. But what they say is there can only be really one truth, right?
Right.
And we get to this moral relativism, and we get to where truth is not truth, but there's it gets to this place where, you know, there's your truth and then there's my truth. In a world, in a realm where two different truths cannot exist, but we blame God for those two different truths. Well, you know, I use the Bible to say this, but you use the Bible to say that.
Really? Right.
And people mishandle. As a matter of fact, didn't Peter call it? He said, you wrest the Scriptures.
Yeah, you twist them up, you tear them up, you try to make it say what it doesn't say. And really what it is it is finding what God's truth is.
And so I call that the PIV, the Pretzel International Version, because you twist the Bible into pretzels.
Yeah.
To make it – and I think really what we get to is people start with the conclusion and they say, this is what I want to do, this is what I believe is right. And then they go find a remote passage that they can twist to say what they want it to say.
Right.
And there's just different things. Like, there's things that I can't believe that exist. Like, there's supposedly pastors out there, pro-choice pastors that believe in abortion, pastors mm-hmm. for abortion. You cannot be a godly pastor. You cannot be a biblical pastor. You cannot be a scriptural pastor and support abortion.
Right. The Bible doesn't tell us that killing babies is okay. It says the exact opposite.
Yeah, and some people are going to accuse us of getting into politics, and we're strictly not doing that on here. But this was never a political issue. This That's is a biblical truth. Issue. Yeah. This is a God issue. This is a Bible issue, and it belongs in a discussion about the Bible.
Absolutely.
So we can't twist the Scriptures is really what you're saying. It's not a secret what they mean. God's pretty blatant about anything that's crucial and important. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. He doesn't try to make it hard. He doesn't make it complicated. God wants us to know what he says, and we can do that by reading the Bible.
Very good. Please check us out at faithin5.org. Email us at info@faithin5.org. God bless you all.